We can do a preview. You're already on right now. You're already being recorded. You're welcome to the table. So, Kelsey, we're recording right now. So I got Sean Waxman, Gregor Winter, myself, Kelsey from USA Weightlifting is here, who says she doesn't want to say anything, but we invite her to contribute.
Now she's on.
Now she's on, whether she likes it or not. But we're sitting after the women's 59A session, and
what a great session, I must say. Oh my. We saw a bunch of great weightlifting. First of all, I'm happy for Rebecca Koha, because everybody knows ATG is basically all things Rebecca Koha.
They're looking to change it to RebeccaKoha.com, but in the meantime, it's still ATG.com.
I was just in the back congratulating her, and she told me she was so scared after the snatch, but everything worked out fine. Yeah.
What was she worried about?
I mean, after probably not getting the lift, the second.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But man, 124. Jerk.
3 kilo PR on the competition stage for her. Yeah. That was huge.
And another bronze medal for Rebecca Cohen.
I know. Another in a class that was stacked. I mean, it really.
When was her last bronze medal?
Last year. At the Worlds.
Well, but you can't compare last year's bronze
medal to this year's
bronze medal.
Yeah.
Stacks up in a different.
Last year's Worlds, I think for some people there's maybe a little bit of an asterisk because we were lacking 9 of the top countries. This year, in a full class, she proved that she's up to the task.
Absolutely.
And she just keeps improving. And every year, she's chipping away every year, getting a little bit better.
And she's only 20, right?
She's only 20.
Only 20. She's still a junior. So, she also got herself 3 junior records.
I was going to say that.
Clean, and jerk in total.
Now she's in the books. That's awesome. Yeah. Then we had Cole. Fantastic lifting, as usual,
a little
in the
off
snatch.
In a clean and jerk.
Clean and jerks looked a little off. Her coach told me beforehand, maybe don't expect a gold medal, but I mean.
Yeah, but I know him for a couple years. He's always like that.
Well,
playing a little coy.
Yeah. She peaked for Asian Games this year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Asian Games is more important, I guess.
Yes, it is. So like last year's World, she wasn't peaked. She had just come off that 142 clean and jerk. A few weeks later, I think competed at the Worlds.
Absolutely.
So, the Asian Games, Asian Championships are definitely more prestigious for that part of the world.
Yeah. Then a little low light for me. Last second, I was convinced I had to put the warm up camera, the warm up GoPro, on the Chinese, and that proved to be a mistake. I should have put it on Rebecca Koha as usual.
As
I always
do. Don't bet against Koha.
Never change a running system.
I know. Still, Chen Guiming was the silver medalist, ended up with 133 in the clean and jerk, gold in the clean and jerk, took a crack at 140.
140 clean.
That's incredible.
She went super deep in the jerk, right?
No, I thought almost she had it. I really thought
so did Bud Scharniger. Yep. Who's, by the way, sitting right next to me for the whole competition. Always a pleasure. And
Japan's Endo.
At Mikiko Endo.
Clean and jerk meet of her life. 131 for a bronze.
Yeah.
I have not seen it. Sorry.
Sean Waxman
was
just
Sean
yelling
Waxman.
Over our podcast here, ruining this otherwise.
This is a professional recording show.
We got a vacuum going on in the background. We got people chatting around us.
Yeah, we're sitting in the bleachers.
I can't work in these conditions.
And right now we're looking at the men's 73 starting weights, openers. Obviously, CJ Cummings, we see.
Sean received secret information.
Okay.
What is that?
Says that he is ready for around 48 or 50 in the snatch and around 88 in the clean and jerk.
CJ Cummings.
Yes.
50 in the snatch.
By the time this is published,
I would love to see it. Yeah.
We'll know whether you're right or wrong.
Because in a couple of hours, we'll be back on this recording.
That's what I've been told by my secret source.
Okay.
Is it Ray?
It's not. But it might be, but it's not.
Okay. Okay.
Kelsey, do you want to chime in as you're our official USA Weightlifting representative here?
What would you like to know?
What do we think we're going to see out of CJ here?
Well, we saw CJ train in Germany with the team.
Ooh, that's right. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us where you were in Germany, how about?
We were in Leimen, Germany
with
the German Weightlifting Federation. It was an awesome week. We got acclimatized there, and I think the team had a really good time getting to know each other and hanging out, and I'm just pulling up CJ's numbers from
she's got a little
AO3.
Journal here.
So at AO3 in the 73 kilo class, CJ lifted 145, 186 for a 331 total. So what Sean just said isn't crazy.
No, it is not. How did he look in? Sean says a lot of things that are crazy. Sean is demonstrably crazy. But you know, it's nice they let him out of the country for Ashgabat. Whether they let him back in is
getting back in is going to be the problem. They got rid of me. So I don't know if they're going
to
be back in.
They said, no, Turkmenistan, take him.
Another interesting thing that to watch in CJ's case is the junior world records are actually lower right now than our American record standards.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of fascinating. The junior world record snatch is 149, clean and jerk 179. The junior American standards are at 152 and 191.
Wow. 191 for the 73s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that makes sense if he'd done 88 as a 69. The world standards are pretty low. Yeah, how'd he look in Germany?
He looked great. We didn't get to see him do anything super heavy in Germany. He has school, so he got to Germany a little bit later than a few of our other teammates. But
I'm a teacher. I could have written him a note. I could have. Next time, get me on the horn, and I'll say, no. I'll give him a minute.
Technical changes. You know,
good.
He's using his legs a little bit more. He's a little bit more upright.
Good.
So he's finally starting to morph into a little bit of a better technical lifter. So I think you're going to see a little bit of that today. That's my prediction.
We'll see. Any other highlights from his training in Germany or how he's looked since he's come from Germany to here?
I haven't seen him since we've been here. Team USA has been hanging out, resting up, eating. I've seen them all in the dining hall a couple of times. But I know he looked really good in Germany with the team, and we're excited to see what he comes out and does here.
So not to rub salt in a wound, but before we started recording, we were talking about the fact that Sean, Gregor, and I are staying in the lap of luxury at the Sports Hotel. And Kelsey, want to tell us about now, how many, we'll start with differences, right? How many chandeliers are in your hotel room?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero?
So zero. How many California king size beds are in your room?
None.
Oh, okay. Spa, spa, jacuzzi.
Do you have a spa, jacuzzi, and a pool
this
Turkish
so
bath?
This is so unfair.
What about a shoe waxing place?
This just hurts, guys.
Is there a free terry cloth bathrobe in your bathroom?
No, sir.
How many bathtubs and rain showers do you have?
I do have a very nice shower head.
You have a nice shower head?
Oh, wait.
Okay, only one?
Just
we okay. No, that's cool. That's cute. That's cute.
You
they give.
Two?
I have three.
You
I have three. I have two showers. One of which has two heads.
Yeah.
One of which creates so much rain the drain can't keep up. I've almost flooded the bathroom.
Oh my God. Yes.
It's like standing outside on a movie set with a rainmaker. It's astonishing. Yeah. Not to rub it in, but it's really.
You rubbed it in.
So it sounds like a little different experience for us on the ground in the hotel rooms. But it sounds like a lovely, lovely motel that
you
you're
know,
at.
You know, the athletes are happy. We're comfortable. So
that's what's important.
You guys enjoy over there. I'm not surprised. This whole city's so opulent.
They're making us a little soft. I got to say, it's going to be going home. I'm not looking forward to my shower at home. I don't know about you guys, but
what a letdown.
I don't have that at home. So who else are we excited about seeing in this session? Xi Zhiyong.
He's the man to beat today.
I think he is the man to beat.
160, 190 is planned openers. And we've seen him do a 190 power clean on the social media.
Kazakhstan's Nihat Rahimov, Olympic champion 2016 in the 77s. Kelsey, who are you? Other than CJ, we know that you're rooting for CJ, obviously, as are we, but who else are you rooting for here? Anyone in particular?
Not particularly.
then we take, and I guess she roots for North Korea, probably.
North Korea.
That's your pick, okay.
So based
I'm all
on.
All in with CJ, guys.
All in with CJ, as are a number of fans listening. I imagine most of the podcast audience probably based in the U.S., so
wait,
rooting
wait,
for CJ as well.
Previous group, you should mention the previous group.
We should mention the previous group best. Wow.
Insane.
Wow.
I almost didn't see it. That same thing happened in the 59 women's category.
Correct. We had a medal out of the 59 women's, a silver in the snatch at the B group.
And we should mention that Won Jung-sik from Korea.
153, 195.
Holy shit.
He has the world record in the clean and jerk now. Look at that, a B group world record.
That is insane. That is a really good
Wow. That, wow. That's going to, that listen, that could be on the podium. That could be a gold on the podium, to be honest.
Be a gold.
Wow.
And with that,
close out the set. We'll see. In a little while, we'll know who was right, who was crazy, and where Sean Waxman fits on that spectrum. Kelsey, thanks so much for humoring us.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you later.
There was some funny shit.
You're being recorded, so careful how you phrase that, Uncle JP.
There was some funny shit. I mean,
maybe say where we are, because the last time you heard us, we were pretty high energy, super enthusiastic about what's about to come, and right now everybody, I'm looking at dead child.
we're all a bunch of like a bag of beat dicks.
Says the guy who's going to be doing nothing until tomorrow at 1:30 p.m.
Now I'm going to go to the pool. I'm going to stretch
a little bit,
some push-ups.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And the Turkish bath, yeah. So we're in the dining hall at Sport Hotel after the day's lifting. Now there is still lifting going on, but it's a D session. So we made a beeline out of that venue.
It is just demoralizing to have to lift in that session.
It's got to be difficult. You're starting at 10 p.m.
Yeah, vacuuming out of that.
But so we're here with JP Nicoletta, Mark Canella, Mike Choi, Gregor Winter, Sean Waxman, and Nat Aram is somewhere, probably getting
he wants to get up the videos out.
Wow, okay.
Even Nat is shot. He stays up all night.
Well, we're at the, 4 days in right now?
Yes.
And,
can you believe it? It feels like
no, I can't feel
4 weeks.
I'm good.
Do you know the shortcut?
Yes, what, through the glass?
Yeah.
Man, you must come past me like a light.
All right.
It's all about shortcuts here.
Yes.
So we just witnessed the, where did we last check in? Before the most recent session, the men's, we checked in just before the men's 73A.
Yeah.
Now, and the, as you said, Gregor, energy was high.
Energy was high. Rebecca Coe just messaged me. She got the photos I sent her.
Very cool. Rebecca Coe, who, great meet, bronze medal in the total, gets all three records, junior records, snatch, clean and jerk, and total.
I really did not think she would medal.
That track was just something to behold.
Yeah, no, technically, I mean, I think snatch, clean, and jerk is really phenomenal, but jerk, if I could just duplicate a jerk in an athlete, it'd be Rebecca Coe.
Really?
Yeah. It's perfect. Oh, yeah.
Mine would be close.
Don't you dare not criticize
today,
it, JP. Don't you even dare criticize it. You hold your tongue, Sean Waxman.
Yes. Well,
good, but Coe.
Just good.
I mean, okay.
142 at 58. I mean, what the fuck else does she have to do?
I don't know. 143? Yeah. I mean, we want to advance the record, she's got to do 143.
Anyways, after that we witnessed some pretty epic lifting with the men's 73. Oh my, I'm still at this old
still in the old classes.
Yeah.
Men's 73 was, so the most amazing thing going in, as we mentioned, was that the total out of the B group, Korean lifter Wong, was 3:48
with a 195 clean and jerk.
195 clean and jerk, and we thought that might be good enough to hold, and it was. You got a silver medal in the total.
I finally turned on the television today in my hotel room without it turning on itself.
Oh,
put your key in the thing.
And the TV turns on. It's really creepy. I'm convinced there's a camera in there.
But
in any case, I just decided I needed to see what Turkmenistani television looks like, so I turned it on. Sure enough, the weightlifting was on, and it was the 76B, and I happened to catch 76. You hear me again?
Yeah.
All right, 73B.
All right.
And I happened to catch his clean and jerk with 195, and I was like, well, huh, that's interesting. I remember him from Anaheim last year. He was in the A, obviously.
Yeah.
Not a shock that, you know, a couple of people from the A wound up in the B this year. But I was thinking, like, that seems pretty big.
That had to be a tactical move of some kind.
They do it.
What it was just an epic performance. He's never been anywhere near that good.
They had to know he was good for it.
Did they? He
I
put
don't know.
They
still 4 kilos of body weight.
If they knew he was going to be that good for it, they entered him at 3:33. If they knew he was going to be good for that kind of lifting, they could have moved him up to, like, 3:50. He definitely would have been in the A. I have no idea where any of that came from. It's just, it's one of the more bizarre performances.
Listen, you lived without the pressure of having your closest competitors around you.
The guy's a two-time Olympian.
That's true.
Maybe he maybe he didn't feel like staying in the venue that late. Maybe he said, guys, I want to go see Ashgabat. So let's get this out of the way.
Mike, need to do some recon for us. You need to talk to the Queen.
World's largest Ferris wheel.
And Canelo,
why did they put him in a B session?
Canelo did it to us again, too, by the way.
No, I did not.
Peter did it to us.
All of you saw out on that platform that guy limping, so don't even try this time, because
oh,
I even mentioned
yeah,
it to Sean.
I said it. I said this guy's sandbagging.
We got another notice of all these messages coming in, like another guy
on
the stretcher.
On Canelo. Yeah. I don't usually defend anybody, especially you two fucks. And I don't think that...
saw him limping around everywhere. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like clean and jerks like he's fresh as a daisy.
Look, he was laying down. You're laughing about it. I mean, I put laugh out loud because I don't get that. Is that sandbagging?
Mark Canelo just said he laughed at an athlete's injury. You heard it here first on the podcast.
Thank you.
No shame in that. Mark, the doctor came over and even examined him, was checking
yeah,
him
no,
out.
He looked like he was limping out. I don't think it was a ploy either. I think, like JP said, like, as a weightlifter, listen, we've all seen lifters who struggle to get up a flight of stairs, but they can squat.
Tear an ankle, literally. Remember?
Right. So it could have been that. And he pushed himself through. He wasn't going to get a medal for walking. He was going to get a medal for clean and jerky. So he pulled that out. CJ Cummins, your prediction early on.
Well,
you were about spot
on.
Diplomatic of you to say, yeah, it wasn't a prediction, but you relayed the information. You said 148 to 150 and 180 something to 190.
188.
And he did 148 in the snatch, looked fantastic, and clean and jerk 187.
Yeah. What was it, 5 for 6?
Yeah,
five for six.
And you can see the tactical changes he's made.
Yep.
You know, he looks
hip,
good. Yeah.
Hips better.
Hips better, and he does it. He steps out wide. And then has this nice straight up and down.
Doesn't move his feet. I mean, technically, still not what you'd expect an A session lifter, but slowly, he's been chipping away at that technique.
Junior world record.
It's a junior. Yeah, I suppose at the end of the day, technique doesn't matter all that much.
What about that wacky shit with the Bulgarian dude?
And he was right in the mix.
With the jerk with the hands going out?
Yeah,
sliding hand thing.
No.
I didn't even see that from the side, did he?
Opens out his hand as he was punching out, his hands went out.
Stupid. Yeah, it starts with his hands and his shoulders, and when it goes overhead,
it's stupid.
It moves out about a hand.
You and I pointed it at the same time.
Yeah.
We looked at each other like, did you see that?
I don't know why. Weightlifting's hard enough. You got to add another fucking variable into it.
It worked on his opener.
Yeah, but it's his opener.
Yeah, and he took like an 11-kilo jump. It was big. 11 or 12-kilo jump.
You add that kind of variability into the most often missed lift to begin with. I mean,
it's not certainly what I would teach.
Well,
I wouldn't say mid-lift, let go of the bar. Have it floating in space,
right,
moving under.
And hopefully your hands move.
Hopefully
the same
they move
way.
Equidistant,
right,
and land in an ideal spot.
God, what a mess. I don't get it.
I mean, as good as Bulgaria has historically been in weightlifting, I don't know that anyone ever said they were technicians.
No.
Remember those Bulgarians.
Remember, you know, and, I mean, there is, in that School of Champions documentary, there's that footage of that guy keeping track of all the attempts and whatnot. But
he was on Yelp trying to find out the best place to eat.
In 1988.
They were ahead of their toes.
Doesn't
the
combine on this table.
What's that?
How often did we combine?
Oh, my God. How many times have I seen School of Champions?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I can't count how many times I've seen it.
I watched it a bunch of times.
Even just like pieces of it, I've watched various times. And I've watched it on a VHS, if I'm not
mistaken. Me too. Wow. That's how I watched it for the first like 100 times.
The first time.
It's so
you must
good.
Push the maximum.
It's so good.
Those guys look so miserable. Like when Abajev's lecturing them and they're sitting there and it just, they look like they just want to die.
They probably do.
Right.
It's great. It's not in the documentary, but there's great stories of like Abajev so brutal. they would misload the bar to get away with doing less weight during an attempt. So they would, he could only see one side of the bar. So they would make it lighter on one side because the training was so
cool. Max Ayeda would tell me that that when they trained, when he was in California, so he had his desk like it, in one place. And so if you were lifting on one side of the desk, they would load the side closest to him with more weight, and then less on the other side.
So they were doing it even here.
And they would line up like off center on the bar, and they would lift that way. And the other thing they would do is they would the only person, there was a phone in there, and the only person that had the number that he thought was his daughter. So one of the other guys had that number. So they would one of them would call the number, the phone would ring, he would leave, and they would lift like a bar and drop it. And he'd come back and say, "Did you make it?" "Oh yeah, I made it. And then it was crazy shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
They would bros would tell me stories all the time, because he was friends with Brad Steph and a couple of the other guys. And so apparently Abba Jape was scared for his life, and he would sleep sometimes in the closet, and he would put poker chips under the door, so if they would open the door, he would hear. Yeah,
this, who was he scared of?
The guy's killing him.
But who?
His lifters.
Wow.
His lifters. I love it.
Yeah,
dude. I love it.
He's still changing his coaching strategy. He sets up a cheap home alarm. Yeah. He says, "I'm not going to be nicer, but I'll know when they're trying to kill me."
Right. He could be prepared.
What's he going to do when they come?
Well, yeah, right. No, exactly. And there's that.
Yeah.
You trained a superhumanly strong individual.
Exactly.
Right. And now,
are you superhuman?
You developed these mutants. What are you going to do now?
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, if those guys didn't die from the training, then nothing was going to kill them.
No, exactly. They were some beasts. But again, none of...
We're talking about the Bulgarians. We're still on topic. There was a Bulgarian in that session. Yes.
This is just a slight detour out of the 73. We can go back to 73A's right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because we need to talk about Shijiong.
Shijiong.
Yep.
I just don't get it. Yeah. I don't know how anything looks that easy.
I couldn't stand up right now faster than he did with 164 overhead. He would do that faster than I could do.
He looked pretty cocky when he was coming out for his opener, and I'm like, man, you got to get this in.
He's got that swagger.
But in the reality is, like, he knew that there was no way he was going to miss it. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Well, Matt said he did 210 and what are you?
172.10.
172.10 in training. Minimum. So, I mean, he's doing, what is he doing, 85%, 90%?
Yeah.
It was crazy just watching it.
That was the most impressive thing I think I've seen so far.
So far in the championships.
Yeah.
This year.
Power snatch.
That's one of the most impressive things I've seen, I think, in any championships. They don't exceed some of the standards we'd expect from the old classes.
But give it time.
But give it time.
The energy that surrounded him walking on stage and the lift was so dynamic and impressive. It's really... I'm gonna remember that. I mean, when I think of this trip, that's one of the things I'm gonna think about.
I mean, his dominance is almost like, or the ease, you might say, is almost like Lou. He's not as technically dialed in some ways as Lou.
I don't know. Dude. What do you find that's not dialed in?
You know, he's powerful, extremely powerful. Liu Xiaojun is. You could repeat the snatch over and over. It always is the same. It's textbook. Everything he does. I wouldn't, for example, teach that really wide stance of Shijiong.
Yeah. You have to. Well, how was he in the back room?
Same way. Everything was a toy. I mean, he was just killing stuff. I mean, he did miss that one jerk that I mentioned.
He missed 180.
Yeah, he missed 180, and then he kind of, again, laughed a little bit. A minute later, did it again, and then stuck it.
There we go.
1 minute later.
Yeah. I hope I have it all on video. I put the little ATG GoPro next to his platform. So. If the gods of GoPro battery power.
Speaking of that, with the GoPro, the mic that they put in this morning on the mic, because of all the trouble that's been going on the Marshall's table.
Which happened today.
Can you hear all that?
What's that?
Can you hear me? We're talking a lot.
No, I can't hear you at all. We can't hear you. But because of all the drama that's been going on at the Marshall's table, like the TV producers, they snuck like a a mic onto the table and they taped over it.
Yep.
So if anything goes down again.
Yeah, the middle screen on the TV froze.
Went out. Yeah,
oh,
never,
that
yeah.
technical. Okay.
Yeah.
There wasn't a human problem.
I don't think it was human errors.
Okay. No. Technical issues are going to happen. But I mean, the judging wasn't as bad today, I thought.
Some quotes should have been turned down. Quo
should have been turned down.
On that snatch?
Yeah.
What do you think of Rebecca Koha's
second? The 103.
102. 102. It was turned down.
That was bullshit.
Was it bullshit?
It was bullshit in context of real life. It was not bullshit in context of every other decision that's been going on this week.
It was consistent.
It was consistent.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then I can believe that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's been bad. The consistency is not in the way you want to see it. It's been
consistently too strict.
Exactly. And so, true, it is internally consistent, but you're following a system that's not good.
I thought that when they turned down that Tunisian lift, I thought they were going to be in
what
rumble.
What was that? The 185, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was wrong with him.
That was when he was recovering in the jersey. He wobbled.
Bullshitty.
Your arm wobbled a little bit.
He wobbled. A wobble is not a press out. It's a wobble.
Yeah.
But it's not allowed. You can't rebend the elbow. It was the elbow a little bit. Now, again, I give it to him.
It didn't
internally,
rebend.
It wobbled.
The right
arm.
I'm going to post it on HG as a made lift. Just set history straight.
Yeah.
Do another medal ceremony.
Exactly.
Let's do that.
We'll have an ATG ceremony.
Later, ATG training will take as a step up.
I go to that ceremony.
Oh. Yeah, did beautiful. You bring any shirts with you?
Yeah. Not in XL.
All right. I'll just I'll
that's
put
right,
it
on. That's right. It's
double
XL.
Oh.
I'm an XL motherfucker.
See, I was right.
Man, this podcast is not marked as explicit, but with Waxman on it, I realize that. So Waxman's been on the podcast before. So before we start recording, right, he's like, can I curse? Like, Waxman, you know, it's actually not an explicit podcast. We're just trying not to. We're 30 seconds in and he's cursing in the recording his first time.
I am who I am.
Very true.
Yeah.
And CJ.
Very impressed. I'm really, really happy and impressed with him. He's starting to, like, figure out that he needs to do some things differently. So that's very encouraging for U.S.
A little different today, too. So I don't care where he placed. It's too bad. Eighth would have been nice, but at the end of the day, I think he made
this is a long-term. This is a long-term play for him, you know. And
still a junior.
Right. He's a baby. You know.
Got
bored.
Two more years as a junior,
so
ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think his trajectory is now better than it has been. So, and that's all you can ask for. You know, you don't expect it all right now.
Yeah, I think you, because of his meteoric rise, you do expect it all right now. People do,
but
you
know,
I think
is.
You're right in that. Yeah, it's a long term trajectory.
All right.
Joy, very nice work today. Good
night
in the morning.
Get some sleep.
For the what? For the
message
store?
Me if you want some of those pills. Right.
How you know his rise is actually legit, the gap between snatch and clean and jerk?
Yeah,
it's closing. It's closing.
Yeah.
And that's how you know.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
Which is great.
Yeah, no, he's going from...
Absolutely.
I mean, if anything, his snatches look better than his
clean snatches
jerk.
Look phenomenal.
Yeah, which was not the case historically.
He didn't take one step back at all.
Yeah, but you guys were both saying that on the opener, not even on the 48. Like, just the way he opened.
Yeah. No, he just looked, the whole thing with the dynamic. Like, his arms weren't bending so much.
No.
And
yeah.
He's using his... Because his hips are lower.
Yeah.
You know, if your hips are low, you don't have to bend your arms. I mean, it's a simple, it's like a reaction.
Everything looked good.
Very happy to see
the
that.
40 in the warm-up, he did step back just one step, and he was lifting facing the wall.
So the perspective might have been too close.
Yeah, it was too close, so he faced the wall. The Chinese guy was doing the same thing.
That's interesting. Have you been seeing that a lot during the week?
No, but just a few of them have turned and faced the wall.
I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, it's busy back there, so if you want to guarantee someone's not going to walk in front of you.
So, yeah.
Especially where the entrance is.
Yeah.
There's so many people. Like,
I've not seen anybody miss poorly. So they haven't hit the chairs in the back. They haven't hit anybody in the front. And nothing's been crazy back there in terms of that. And the medical table is literally right next to the scoring table.
it's just a few feet. So at some point, I feel like something's going to
happen. Yeah, we're going to get an explosion.
Yeah, a gas mine.
The third place guy was a surprise.
No one saw that coming.
No.
He probably did. Belarusian, yeah. He wasn't one of our favorites going in. I mean, I knew he was going to snatch big, or we thought he would, but he was low on the cleaner jerk.
So he used the smelling salts, but the best, the coach grabbed first and used the smelling salts, then the athlete.
I love that. Right, you said, too, that Ilan was back there.
Yeah, he was back there
coaching.
They were sharing. Yeah, they were sharing. I was like, why this not? Is great.
Passing around the ammonia.
That was really funny. Somebody who's like Gavin J up doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys catch it? There was clearly no intention for Rahimov to take a third attempt. When he made that second, he was still on stage.
Because he had him gone 6 kilos up in the cleaning jerk to get second place, right?
I don't remember exactly, but he had a lot of ground to make up because of that.
Yeah, so he wasn't going to get a total medal, so I mean, he got his medal.
Yeah, he did.
So why risk it?
He's been training for maybe a year.
I'm not suggesting he should have. I'm just saying it was his intention was clear.
Yeah.
As soon as
he came off the pod, he was joking with Ilya.
Ilya gestured to him. And he said no. You know, like Rahimov just said no. And you could see it was like the not a Moss sign, I'm done. Which is cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Ilya has a coach, right?
Ilya has a coach.
And he's still in the competition technically, right? So he might weigh in.
I think he's gonna weigh in and
not lift.
And then not lift.
I think the latest is he's not gonna weigh in.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. I don't know why he wouldn't do it, but of course we told him, Ilya, are you going to weigh in? Are you not going to weigh in? He was like, yeah, maybe. And then I think yesterday I heard he's not going to do it. So we will see. Maybe he changes his mind. So. Yeah. It would make sense when you hear just. Yeah.
Unless you're not going to wait.
I'd like to know what's going on with that whole situation.
Yeah. We'll see.
Probably no good.
Hair looking good, at least for him. You know, he's.
Oh man,
he's on top of his style game.
Yeah, I could use some of that.
The ATG hair bun.
I don't know. Not for you.
So what do we have coming up tomorrow?
What is it tomorrow? Let me.
Liu Zhaozhen.
First of all, what day of the week?
I think it's Sunday today.
So it's Monday.
Is it Sunday?
The Giants are probably going to lose.
It's Sunday.
The Giants are going to lose.
It's Sunday today.
Do you realize it was a week ago?
It was a week ago that we left to come here. I can't
it's
believe
it's Saturday
a week has
back in the motherland.
No, it's Sunday. It's
Sunday.
Back in the motherland.
It's just Sunday. 9 hours behind. For you, 12 hours behind.
Oh, shit. You're right. It's Sunday.
Yeah. It's like well into Sunday.
Now that we have that figured out, tomorrow we have the 81A and 64A women featuring some of the best lifters planet has.
Yeah.
Who? Dang Wei.
Oh, Dang Wei.
Loredana.
Loredana, Dang Wei, the best.
I know.
Loredana.
Toma, Romania.
Oh, Toma, yeah.
Do you really think, and for as much as we enjoyed Toma last year, do you really think that she can hang in this crowd?
Nobody can hang with Dang Wei at the moment.
No. But listen, we didn't know that if Koha could hang with this crowd with the 9 banned countries back. And you gotta make lifts.
I mean, bronze medal last year, bronze medal this year, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
And what was her total last year? Do you remember?
Top of my head, I'd have to
look. She did 101, 121.
And what did she do this time?
103, 124.
Big improvement.
Yeah.
It's a couple of kilos.
I mean, a kilo heavier body weight, but still.
Yeah. Who knows what she could have snatched today? She was good maybe for 105.
I think so. I think she had done that 102. She would have gotten 104.
Yeah.
Sure
what she needed to do, I guess.
So, yeah. Gregor, what are you more interested in tomorrow? Which A session? This is
tough. I got to go with Lou. Just because of the intercostals.
Are there two?
Yeah, the intercostals.
The intercostals.
And I'm with you.
My all-time favorite reference.
I would love for you to just try to sneak behind the back of the platform.
Yeah. Well, I'm missing this joke. Fill me in.
You see me on TV.
For a while, every time I wrote about Lou, it was an ode to his intercostals.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. chiseled from the finest Chinese marble.
Yes.
And of course, the other joke is that those aren't really his intercostals.
No,
your
it's
intercostal,
not.
You can't actually see. It's a muscle below the serratus.
Which is, so, we know that you don't have to leave a comment. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Medical students, thank you. I'm aware of this. But it's great because it, not only is it a bit obsessive, but it's incorrect. So,
which makes it even better.
For many years, this was the running joke. But yeah, I'm excited to see those intercostals in action.
Yeah, his abs.
Okay. Well, so there's only two A sessions?
Two A sessions tomorrow.
One B.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm excited for my friend Max Lang.
Yeah, B group. B group, yeah.
B group. There's a bunch of good lifters.
He's a good looking fella.
I'll let him know. Yeah. I'll let him know your room number.
Well, so my friend, a kid that came, that one of my athletes, cut his hair in Anaheim. And their friend.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
He came to his room, right?
Yeah, he came to his room, cut his hair. Small world.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Hope he does well.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He's a great. I like it watching him lift. He's got a great rhythm to his lift.
Yeah. And today I watched his last training session, and he's very, I mean, obviously most weightlifters are very, very OCD about how he feels. And up to, he just went up to 120 or something.
Okay.
So up to 110, I was like, it's like a millimeter off, and then 120 happened. Hey. Spot on, like perfect. Where we want to be, and then I was happy.
What is he opening with tomorrow?
Oh, Max Lang.
Oh, okay.
What is he opening with tomorrow?
I have not asked. I'm not going to ask.
What's his best?
His best, he recently PR'd with 158, so I think.
He'll open like 40 something.
Maybe 48, 50, 52, 56, 57, something like that.
So what did he, and what did he do today?
Today was just super like moving the bar, 120.
Can I ask you a question? Because I feel like I've seen Lang lift a couple of times. I've seen a couple of videos, but he's one of the lifters that have like a fetish-like love for his technique.
Yeah.
Why is it so perfect?
Why is it so perfect?
The German way.
What is it that you see?
The Germans. They don't allow for that any kind of variation.
Yeah, the coaches are very detail oriented. We have like live video analysis inside the training center. They measure the Vmax, the maximum speed, how high the bar went, and then they can instantly like see what did it wrong. It felt a little different from what was actually the best.
So they were doing it in Turkey back in 2010.
Oh, yeah, right. It's called Perfect Technique. It's called Perfect Technique. Yeah. Michael Vader, I think, helped create that.
Oh, Michael Fanta, yeah.
Excuse me.
Vader. Exactly.
I apologize.
Who's this Vader guy?
Is it Vader? Star Wars?
But they did create a... I can plug this app. It's good.
What app is it?
It's now available for iPhone. It like shows technique videos, all that stuff. But in the training center, they use like the real scientific analysis system.
Are they looking to sponsor a podcast? Is the next question.
I can ask.
Perfect. Plugging it here. Perfect Technique for Apple.
It's like €8, and you get access or something.
And
it's
like the athlete that they feature still?
Matthias Steiner.
Yeah.
Because they have like all this 4K. When he was still lifting, they got all this great footage of him and made sure to film the technique and got good cameras, which were super expensive.
Yeah, the singing.
Oh my
cool.
God.
Yeah, video of him singing. It's the best.
Yeah.
He serenaded while you're snatching.
It does have a video.
Perfect technique.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's basically it's like a website that shows videos.
It's pretty cool. What time is it open to?
To like keep this out.
Yeah. What time is it now? It's 11:20.
11:20. Right. I have to unload all my footage.
What is it? What are you guys opening?
It's bedtime.
It's definitely
bedtime. I'll try to post this, and otherwise that's it.
Yeah.
Signing off here. Day something at the World Championships.
See you tomorrow, guys.